Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you once again for all that you have done for us, for all you are doing and everything that you set to do for us. We thank you, Lord, for the miracles you perform in our lives, most especially the miracle of sleeping and waking up. We thank you, everlasting Father, that we go out and you bring us safely. Father, we thank you for the air we breathe. We thank you, everlasting Father, Lord, for the food you place on our table and the appetite to eat the food. We say glory, honor, adoration be unto you and to you alone. Everlasting Lord, we thank you for all the previous meetings. Thank you for all manners of testimonies you have given us. Thank you, everlasting God, for that which you are going to do for us once again today. We bless and we honor you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have thanked. Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you once again to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God will do something wonderful, something glorious in your life, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will fight your battles. He will grant you victory on all sides, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will go from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from power to power, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Today I'll be discussing with you what I titled, Arise and Make Your Bed. Arise and make your bed. Somebody will arise today from that state of stagnancy in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The Lord will deliver somebody from that state of paralysis in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take my text from the book of Acts, Acts chapter 9, reading from verse 32. It says, Now it came to pass, as Peter went through all parts of the country, that he also came down to the saints who dwell in Lydia. There he found a certain man named Aeneas, who has been bedridden 8 years and was paralyzed. And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus the Christ heals you. Arise and make your bed. Then he arose immediately. So all who dwelt at Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of the word in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As the Lord did to Aeneas on that day that he gave him a testimony by which everyone turned to Christ. The Almighty God will visit you and give you that testimony that will make souls, abundance of souls, to be won to the kingdom of our God, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, this man was there for 8 years paralyzed. He was not able to move about. The enemy has tied him down. But the Almighty God on that day visited him. The Lord will visit you today in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Every shackles of the enemy that hitherto have held you bound, today they are broken in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, what do I need to do for me to arise and for me to be able to make my bed? There are key things I want us to know. Number one thing is that you have to be led by the Spirit of God. The Bible tells us in the book of Galatians, reading from chapter 5, verse 16, say, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts after against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. May somebody here be led by the Spirit of God in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You will be able to mortify your body. You'll be able to discipline yourself, be able to shun sin. All works of the flesh like adultery, fornication, uncleanness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousy, outburst of wrath, selfish ambition, dissension, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and the likes of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. You need to inherit the kingdom of God for you to be able to arise. You need to shun sin. You need to live according to the Spirit of the Lord. Walk according to His Spirit. And as you do so, brothers and sisters, sins will be a thing of the past for you. God will grant you the grace to hate sin, to love only that which He loves, because you are no longer under the control of the flesh, but now you are under the control of the Spirit of God. I pray that the Almighty God will stir up your spirit man, that you begin to yearn after the things of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you will walk according to His Spirit, not according to the flesh. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that you need to do for you to be able to arise and make up your bed is that you must be ready to receive His word, all His word, not selective word, but all the word of God into your heart. The book of Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 10. Ezekiel 3, verse 10 says, moreover, he said to me, son of man, receive into your heart all my words that I speak to you, and hear with your ears. Receive into your heart all my words that I speak to you. Are you selecting the word of God that you take into your heart? No. The whole Bible is complete. You cannot select A and say, this one does not belong to me. This belongs to the Old Testament. This doesn't belong to the New Testament. No, brothers, you can hear from what I read here in that Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 10. He says, son of man, receive into your heart all my words that I speak to you. I pray that the word of God will find a fertile land in your heart to germinate in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that you need to do, a person who wants to arise and make up his bed, must be somebody who do not think evil of his neighbor. Do not think evil of your neighbor. The book of Zechariah chapter 8, verse 17 says, let none of you think evil in your heart against your neighbor, and do not love a false oath, for all these are things that I hate, says the Lord. I pray you will not incur the wrath of God. The grace to please your Maker every day of your life, the Almighty God will release unto you. You cannot be expecting God to perform wonders in your life, and you have hatred to your neighbors. You are thinking evil of your neighbor. No, that is not acceptable in the sight of God. You have to be pure in the heart. You have to think good concerning that your neighbor. Maybe you look at your neighbor and say, This one is the only one that is having testimony. And me, I am serving God. I have nothing. Brothers and sisters, don't think along that way, because your own time will soon come. Your own time will soon come. The Bible enjoins us to rejoice with those who are rejoicing and mourn with those who are mourning. So, brothers and sisters, I want you to desist from developing any form of hatred, evil towards your neighbor. Love your neighbor. Another thing that we need to do is that you must seek the Lord at all times with your heart. The book of Jeremiah 29:13 says, "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." When you search for me with all your heart, not a part of your heart. God wants the totality of your heart. He wants you to give him that totality of your heart. And as you do so, the Almighty God will indeed turn you to a wonder. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, his desire is that you operate at a higher level. He said he wants you to be above and not beneath. That is his desire for you. But you have to seek him with all your heart. And seeking God with all your heart means that you obey whatever he says. Obey whatever he says. Also tells us in Proverbs 23:26. He said, "My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways." Let your eyes observe my ways. That means you obey his instruction. You do not select the one you want to obey. Follow everything and see yourself becoming a wonder. And lastly, for you to be able to arise and make your bed, you need to be ready to serve this God. Serve him. Exodus 23:25 says, "So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you." Serve him. Do something for this God. Serve this God. Go out, tell the whole world about him. Tell them about how good he is. If you don't know what to say, just invite them to the church. Invite them to your church and tell them, just come and see. And when they come there, they will see. They will receive the word of God. Brothers and sisters, you need to do something for this God. If you do not do anything for this God, don't expect something extraordinary from him. He will give you the basic, because those who does not even know him, he gives them oxygen to breathe. He makes the rain to fall upon both the righteous and the unrighteous. But you need to go beyond that level. You need to be a person that God demonstrates his power in his life. You need to be a wonder, like the passage that we read. That man became a wonder. Everybody were looking at him, and by his testimony, souls were won to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, God wants to turn you into a wonder. He wants you to arise from that state you are, but you need to serve him. You need to obey his instruction. You need to seek him with all your heart. You need to be led by the Spirit of God. And if all these things I've said, you are not sure whether you are doing it, I want to give you the opportunity to go back to him, or to go to him if you have never given your life to him. So just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Father, I want to thank you for this, your children, that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. Let them never go back to their vomit, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. For every one of you that have listened to this broadcast, the Almighty God will cause you to rise up again. Wherever you are falling, you will rise up in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Whatever has held you bound, that have not allowed you to fulfill the plans and purposes of God concerning your life, we are hereby destroyed permanently in the name of Jesus. Enjoy the peace and the love of God. May the Lord continue to be with you and shower you with abundance of his blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. Until we meet again, God bless you richly in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.